Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for your strength that is giving us the ability to please you, the ability to serve you, and the ability to do your will at all times. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for putting us above our enemies. Thank you for giving us success and breakthroughs and prosperity. Thank you for opening doors for us. Thank you for fighting our battles. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for helping us to grow spiritually, to know you more than before. Thank you for helping us to grow in faith and in trusting you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all our prayers that you have already answered. And those prayers that you will soon answer. Thank you, Lord. We thank you concerning our relatives, friends, family members, and loved ones. We thank you for taking good care of everyone that are connected to us. We thank you for not allowing evil to happen to those that are close to us. Thank you, Lord. We are also grateful for meeting our needs, for providing for our needs. Thank you for putting the enemy to shame concerning us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for revealing more of yourself to us. Thank you for drawing us closer unto yourself. Thank you for giving us the kind of heart that is in you. Thank you for changing us into a new creature that loves you, fears you, and obeys your word. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for a beautiful future you have set before us, a glorious future you have prepared for us. And we know that you will take us into that future. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all the signs and wonders you have done in this ministry. And we thank you for greater signs and wonders you're still going to do among us in this ministry. Thank you, Lord. We are here in your presence to seek your face and to pray. Oh Lord, hear us from your throne. Do not allow us to seek you in vain. Let every prayer we are going to pray here tonight ascend to where you are in your throne, on your throne, in Jesus' name. I ask that you give everyone here and those that will still join utterances of prayer. Help us to pray with your utterances through your Holy Spirit that is in us, in Jesus' name. Also, help us to pray with strong faith, with unwavering faith, so that we can see instant results, instant victories, and instant deliverances, in Jesus' name. Lead us as we worship and fellowship with you right now. Lead us to pray the kind of prayers that you want to hear from us at this time. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs right now. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha. And Omega, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Worship you. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the heart. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, Gloria, Alleluia. Gloria, Alleluia. Gloria, Alleluia. Praise the Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your goodness. We say thank you. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Your word is settled. In heaven it is settled. Forever, forever, oh Lord, oh Lord. Your word is settled. Your word is settled. In heaven it is settled. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, Yahweh, King of Kings, Yahweh, Yahweh, Lord of Lords, Yahweh, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. Jehovah, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That glorious name, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel. King of glory, Emmanuel. Bright and morning star, Emmanuel. Lion of Judah, Emmanuel. Glorious King, Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Jesus, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Jesus, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, and power, for thou art created. All things and for thy pleasure, they are and were created. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In your life, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In your life, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore.
I will praise the King of Glory.
I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore.
I will praise Jesus.
I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen.
All the glory.
Glory be to God in the highest. Amen.
voice, mercies endure it forever. Amen.
For his mercies,
for his mercies endure it forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen.
All the glory,
glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure it forever. Amen. For his mercies endure it forever. Amen. He is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
He is Lord. Amen. Oh, he has risen from the dead. He is Lord.
Every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow.
And every tongue.
Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You are not a man.
You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you.
He's not a man.
You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut.
You're not a man.
You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you.
Hallelujah. Open your mouth and begin to worship him. Begin to praise and adore him. Begin to magnify him. Glorify him. Praise him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of glory. Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Almighty God. The All-Sufficient God. The Great and Mighty King. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. The King of glory, the El Shaddai. The El Elyon. The Rock of Ages. The Rock our refuge, the rock, our fortress, the rock, our defense, worshiping. He is higher than the heavens. He is higher than the earth. He is greater than all. He is mightier than all. He is before all things and is the one holding all things together. For he created all things. Worship him. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is the same forever. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. He has never changed, and he can never change. His power remains the same. His authority remains the same. His name remains the same. His dominion remains the same. Worship him for who he is. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Alpha and Omega, we worship you. El Shaddai, we worship you. You can do all things. And that is why we are so grateful to have you in our lives. For you can do all things. There is nothing impossible with you. You can change all things. You can change anything. We praise you, Father. You can make ways in the wilderness. You give hope to the hopeless. You give strength to the weak. We worship you, Lord. Sicknesses and diseases, they hear your voice and they run. Demons hear your voice and they run. Principalities and powers of darkness, they hear your voice and they run. For you are the consuming fire. For you are a terrible God. You are strong and mighty, and you are mighty in battles. You do terrible things in righteousness. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him. You're going to thank him from a grateful heart. And not because I'm telling you to thank him, but because you are grateful to him. So So you're going to open your mouth. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for all the good things your hand has released into my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for all the good things your hand have released into my life. All the blessings, all the helps, all the favors, all the goodness, all the mercies, all the grace, all the strength your mighty hand has supplied my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the good things you have released into my life. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have done in my life. Thank you for all the good things you are doing in my life. Thank you, Father, for the good things you are doing that I can't even see with my eyes, with my physical eyes. Thank you for everything you have done for me and my family and my household. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing evil to happen in my life. And those that are part of my life, and those that are connected with me, those that are close to me. So thank you, Father, for not allowing evil to happen in my life and in the lives of those that are close to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for not allowing evil to happen to me and my family members and friends and neighbors and loved ones. Thank you for not allowing evil to happen to my children, my parents, my spouse, my siblings, my grandchildren. Begin to thank him because evil is moving out everywhere, and some people have already gotten a share of evils, but you got no share. Thank the Lord for that. The Bible says thousands shall fall at your right hand and 10,000 at your left, but evil will not come to you. So thank you, Father, for fulfilling that scripture in Psalm 91 in my life. Thank you for not allowing the evils that are happening to people everywhere to happen to me. Say thank you, Father, for not allowing the evils that have overtaken many lives and many families to overtake me and my family. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for returning evil arrows back to the senders. You can say, Father, thank you for returning the evil arrows fired at me back to the senders. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for returning the deadly attacks fired at me back to the senders. Thank you for making the weapons of the enemy to fail in my life. Thank you, Father, for making the weapons of the enemy to fail in my life. Thank you for sending the arrows they fired at me back to them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, begin to thank him with a grateful heart. You're going to say, Father, thank you for keeping me in perfect joy and peace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank him. The joy God gives us is priceless. You can't find it anyway. The peace that God gives us is priceless. You can't find it anyway or in anything. Say, thank you, Father, for keeping me in perfect joy, in perfect peace. Continue to thank him. Some people call themselves comedians and they can make people laugh. But that kind of joy or happiness is not perfect. It fades away after a while. But the joy that God gives does not fade away. The happiness that Jesus gives does not go away. The peace he gives is perfect. Thank God for that. Dear Father, thank you for giving me perfect joy, perfect peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing any situation to take away my joy. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing negative situations to take away my joy and peace. Thank you for not allowing anything to take your joy away from my heart. Thank you for giving me everlasting joy. Thank you for giving me everlasting peace, such that cannot be found anywhere in this world, but only in you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, lift me up above every mountain of darkness that is stopping my rising into fulfillment of destiny. Say, Father, lift me above those mountains. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, lift me up above every mountain of darkness that is stopping my rising. Every mountain of darkness that is preventing my rising from where I am now to where you have prepared for me in glory, in honor, in greatness. Begin to say, Father, lift me up above those mountains right now. Lift me up right now. Continue to pray like that. Every mountain that is preventing my rise, every mountain that is limiting my rising to the place of fulfillment of destiny, every mountain blocking my rising to the place of manifestation of destiny. Oh Lord, lift me above all of those mountains right now in the name of Jesus. Every mountain that is blocking my rising to the place of success and progress and prosperity, oh Lord, raise me above those mountains right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Fear can also be a mountain. Fear is one of the things Satan used to cause great limitations in the lives of people. So fear can also be a great mountain. Yeah. So you're going to pray. And you're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every mountain of every mountain created by fear in my life, I command them to become plain. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every mountain created by fear in my life. That is, it is your fear that created that mountain of limitation. Yeah. So you're going to say, I command those mountains to become plain right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So in the name of Jesus, I command every mountain of limitation created by my fears, I command them to be leveled right now. I command them to melt right now. I command them to become plain right now. In the name of Jesus, every fear every mountain that my fears created, every mountain that my doubts and unbelief created in my life, I command them to become plain right now in the name of Jesus. Every mountain of limitation that my fears and doubts and unbeliefs have created, I decree that they become plain right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every mountain that my negative thoughts and words created in my life, every mountain of limitation that was created through my negative thoughts and words, I command them to become plain right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Your thoughts and your words can create limitations for you, can create mountains for you. Begin to say, every mountain that was created through my negative thoughts and words, I command them to become plain right now in the name of Jesus. Sometimes even the words you think are positive can be negative in the sight of God because they do not align with the will of God. Begin to say, every mountain of limitation that was created through my negative thoughts and words, through my negative utterances, I command them to become plain right now in the name of Jesus. I command them to think right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy and take away every limitation on my life that was created through my disobedience. Through my disobedience to your instructions, disobedience to your voice, and disobedience to your words. Every limitation that was created in my life through my disobedience to your will, to your voice, to your words, say, Father, by your mercy, take them away right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Give the peace of God. Father, by your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy, take away every limitation that my disobedience created in my life. Every limitation in my career, in my calling, in my destiny, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my finances, that my disobedience created. Oh Lord, show me mercy and take them away right now. In the name of Jesus, take them away right now. Every limitation that my disobedience have created, oh Lord, please take them away now by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The demons can also become mountains, yeah, especially the demons that we call stand by demons. Yeah, stand by demons. Yeah, they can become mountains. So these are the kind of demons that they stay with you all the time, like 24 hours every day. They stay around you, they stay close to you, they stay where you live. In fact, they stay in your room. So they are called standby demons. So they surround the lives of people. More like the way the shell of an egg covers the yolk inside the egg. Yeah. So these demons they become mountains, and then their mission is to make sure that you don't move forward. Their mission is to make sure that the will of God does not happen in your life, and that you don't become who God wants you to be, and that you don't possess your possessions, and that you don't reach the height God wants you to reach. So these are standby demons. Yeah, and they are always there. You go to the kitchen, they are there. You go to the toilet, they are there. You are sleeping, they are there. So they don't leave. Yeah, they stay with they can stay with a man from the day that man has been born into the world till the day that man dies. They will stay with that person and they will not leave. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the hunger of God upon every standby demon that have become a mountain, that have become mountains over my life to stop my progress and success. You mean to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I invoke God's anger upon every standby demon that have surrounded my life, surrounded my environment like a mountain to prevent my progress and success, to prevent my rising into greatness. I invoke God's hunger upon them right now. Let the hunger of God consume them. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, I come against every standby demon that have been attached to my life from childhood to make sure that I don't become who God wants me to be on earth. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every standby demon that has been assigned over my life from the day I came into this world to make sure that I don't fulfill my calling and destiny in the end, let God's hunger consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Let God's hunger destroy them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, a witchcraft curse or spell that can also create limitations on your life. Yeah, because witchcraft, they have power, or maybe I should put it this way, the powers of people who are practicing witchcraft or the powers of witchcraft has a way of turning the earth and the elements of the earth against the life of a man. So if a witch is going to attack you, what they do usually is to cast a spell or to pronounce a curse. Yeah, that is what witches do. Yeah. What they do is to pronounce a curse or to cast a spell. And then the powers working for them will now go to perform that spell or to make that curse or spell to come to pass or to manifest. Yeah. So that their powers as a way of turning the elements of the earth, including your body, against you. So if they cast a spell, that spell can suddenly make you to feel sick, or that spell can just make you to go to your place of work, and then your boss suddenly is angry with you. Even your boss that was very nice to you, maybe some few hours ago, suddenly became mad at you for no reason. Yeah. So it is because their spells can control the feelings of people. Witchcraft spells can control people's feelings, controls people's emotions, and can control physical things. Yeah. So that is why when they place a curse, it happens. Yeah. So my point is that their curse and their spells can actually create limitations in your life. Yeah, their spells and their curse or their curses can create limitations in your life if you are not prayerful. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, we want to pray that the blood of Jesus will destroy whatever witchcraft curse or spell or enchantment that has been done on your life to put limitation on your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, use your blood or release your blood to destroy every witchcraft spell, every witchcraft ritual, every witchcraft enchantment, every witchcraft curse that have been done on my life. To create limitations in my life. Say, Lord Jesus, destroy them with your blood. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. ne shete juste na habashida na ne hende de tabashida na na pashere ne shite na. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, who is he that speaks? And it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded him. Who is he that speaks a word or speaks anything? And the thing will happen when God has not approved. No one can do that. Therefore, begin to see every enchantment of witchcraft, every curse of witchcraft, every spell of witchcraft, every ritual of witchcraft, every incantation of witchcraft that have been done on my life and have created limitations on my life and destiny. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. I believe you're praying like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. The blood of Jesus, destroy every enchantment, every sorcery, every magic, every witchcraft, every spell that have been done on my life and have created limitations on my financial life, on my spiritual life, on my marital life, every work of witchcraft that have created limitation on areas of my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy the limitations and destroy the works of witchcraft that have been done right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I know some of you are afraid of witches and wizards. But I do not expect that after all these years you have been praying on this platform, praying together with me on this platform, I do expect that you will still be afraid of witchcraft or of witches and wizards. Yeah. And the reason is because you are more powerful than them. You're more powerful than the witches and the wizards. And you're also more powerful than their powers. Whatever power they have, you are more powerful than them all. Yeah. Because you have Jesus living on the inside of you. Because it is not your your human strength or your human energy. The power that you have is not going to come from your flesh or from your human nature. The power that you have over witchcraft is the presence of Jesus in your life. That is the power you have over witchcraft and over witches and wizards. So Jesus is that power that you have. So if you have Jesus, then you are more powerful than them. The only thing that you are not doing that is making them or that can make them more powerful than you is if you don't have a good relationship with Jesus. Yeah, if you don't have a real and strong relationship with Jesus, That is the only thing that makes them stronger than you. And even they usually confess that. Usually witches, they will confess it, that those Christians that have a good relationship with Jesus, that is, Christians that are not practicing sin, both public sin and secret sin. So witches, they used to confess it, that Christians that are not living in sin and have good relationship with God, they used to confess that they can't touch those Christians. Yeah. So the only thing that makes them stronger than you is if your relationship with God is faulty. If there is a fault in your personal relationship with God, that is it. If you have no fault in that area, then forget it. Witches, they are nothing. And all their powers, nothing. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, revive my personal relationship with Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, revive and strengthen my personal relationship with Jesus, my personal relationship with God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, revive and strengthen my personal relationship with God, my personal relationship with Jesus. Revive it now. Transform into a Christian that is strong in the Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, transform into a Christian that walk in the Spirit. Change me into a Christian that lives in the Spirit. Change me into a Christian that obeys God, that honors God, that pleases God. Change me into a Christian that lives a holy life. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. So, Holy Spirit, revive my spiritual life. Revive my personal relationship with God. Revive my personal connection with Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, strengthen my personal relationship with Jesus. Make me a Christian that is very close to God. Make me a Christian that loves to be in God's presence all the time. Make me a Christian that does spiritual exercises all the time. Make me a Christian that do things that will attract God to me all the time. So Holy Spirit, change me into a Christian that do things that will put me in God's presence all the time. Make me a Christian that is full of fire. Transform me into a Christian that is full of fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray for you that from this moment onwards, your personal relationship with God shall be very strong in Jesus' name. Your personal walk with God shall be real and strong and powerful in Jesus' name. Amen. So, you're still going to pray. You're going to pray that the Spirit of God. We help you to build a true heart in your relationship with God, that you will have a true heart, a pure heart, not a deceptive heart, not an heart of hypocrisy, like what you will find in some Christians today. They are not sincere with God. I pray you be sincere with God. So they don't come to God with a true heart or with a pure heart. They know that they are doing things that God hates, but yet they will come to God as if God doesn't know their heart. I don't know if you understand. When you are relating with God with a true heart, you will approach God in humility. Whenever you come to God's presence, you will be humble, and you will open your heart and tell God you are sorry for the things you have done that is contrary to His word. That is how a real Christian should relate with God. Not that you come into God's presence and you know that you have done things that God hates, and yet you are looking at God as if you have not done anything wrong. And you are acting as if you are in right standing with God, whereas you know you have done something wrong. So that is not a perfect heart. A perfect heart is a contrite heart. You will humble yourself and then you repent. And then you amend your ways. Not that you are dealing with God with a heart that knows that there is sin in your life, and yet you are acting before God as if you are perfect and there's nothing wrong with you. Whereas you know a lot of things is wrong with you. So you're going to pray that God will give you such a transparent heart and a sincere heart and a true heart, so that you'll be able to attract God's presence into your life. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a true heart, a pure heart, a transparent heart that does not take pleasure in unrighteousness, a pure heart that does not hide sin. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, create in me a sincere heart. Create in me a true heart. Create in me a pure heart. A heart that does not hide iniquity. A heart that cannot hide darkness. And heart that cannot hold darkness. Create in me such heart. And heart that we approach God's presence with humility and fear. Give me such heart. And heart that repents immediately I realize my wrong. Immediately, God, show me where I have gone wrong. So Holy Spirit, give me such heart that repents instantly in the name of Jesus. Give me a heart that is not proud. Say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that is not proud. Create in me a heart that is not arrogant. Create in me a heart that fears God. Create in me a heart that is humble, that is always humble before God at all times. Create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. Create in me a true heart that cannot contain unrighteousness. Create in me a pure heart that cannot contain evil or wickedness. A pure heart that cannot contain lust. A pure heart that cannot contain worldliness. So Holy Spirit, create in me a pure heart that cannot contain immoralities. Create in me a pure heart that cannot contain iniquities and sins. Create in me such heart so that God can be attracted to me. So that God and heaven and the angels can be attracted to me. So Holy Spirit, create in me a true heart that does the word of God. Not only hears the word of God, but a true heart that both hears the word of God and obey the word of God. So Holy Spirit, create in me a true heart that both read the word of God and also practice the word of God. Create in me such heart right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now, there is another level of darkness that is greater than witchcraft. There's another level of darkness that is greater than witchcraft. They call it occultism. Even the people in witchcraft, they know that occultism has more power than them. Yeah, so the people in occultism are greater than the people in witchcraft. Now, you might be asking, what is occultism? Occultism is also similar to witchcraft, but what makes them stronger or higher than witchcraft is human sacrifices. That is, they use human blood to how do I say it now? They offer human blood as sacrifices to the altars of Satan. Yeah, so the people in occultism, they deal directly with Satan. Occultism is also known as Satanism. So they deal directly with Satan. Yeah, so these are people that they offer human lives, human blood, as sacrifices on the altar of Satan. Yeah, I know witches also offer human lives. Yeah, but I don't want to go into details of that. There's a reason why I'm saying this, because I want you to pray with understanding. Yeah, but I want you to know that the people in occultism, they deal directly with Satan and directly with principalities. So they have more powers, and they have more secrets and more mysteries of darkness. Yeah, they have it with them. Yeah, and they do all kinds of experiments, all kinds of demonic experiments, to destroy lives, to destroy destinies. Yeah, but I'm not going into details. But I want you to pray. So it is possible that occultism are going on in the environment where you are living. If you are living in an environment where occultism is going on, where satanism is going on, it will cause limitation in your life. Yeah, it will cause a very strong limitation in your life. So I want you to raise up your right hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release your blood upon every altar of occultism and satanism in my environment that is bringing limitation on my life and destiny. So Lord Jesus, release your blood on those altars and destroy the altars. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Bafasho deneshi deshtegala. Say, Lord Jesus, release your blood now upon every altar of occultism and satanism in my environment that is bringing limitations upon my life, upon my calling, upon my ministry, upon my destiny. Say, Lord Jesus, release your blood and let your blood destroy those altars. Release your blood upon those altars and destroy the altars right now. Release your blood. Thank you, Lord. Release your blood. 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 Lord Jesus, release your blood upon every altar of satanism and occultism in my environment that is bringing limitations on my life, bringing limitations on my destiny, on my finances. Blood of Jesus, destroy the altars right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're still going to pray. Now, you need to also know that idolatry, especially the worship of gods and goddesses, if that is happening in your environment, it can also bring limitations on your life. Yeah, the more people sacrifice to gods and goddesses in your environment, the more the darkness that we form in that environment. So you are going to pray, and you are going to raise up your right hand again. You are going to say, I invoke the anger of God upon every altar of idol worshiping, where sacrifices are being offered to gods and goddesses in my environment. You're going to say, I invoke the anger of God to destroy such altars right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Right now, begin to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy every altar upon which sacrifices and rituals are being offered to gods and goddesses, to demons. I invoke God's anger to consume the altars right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Begin to say, I invoke God's the fire of God to set the altars ablaze right now in the name of Jesus. Let every altar of gods and goddesses, of demons, catch fire of God right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we're still praying. You also need to know that if you come from a family background where idol worshiping is being done or has been done, there will be limitations in your life, until you are stronger than those altars, or until you conquer those altars, then the limitations will go. Yeah, if you don't conquer the altars, there will always be limitations on your life and on your destiny, even on your calling and spiritual gifts. So you are going to pray. And you are still going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke God's anger upon every altar of idolatry in my father's house and in my mother's house. That is bringing limitations upon my life. You're going to say, I invoke God's anger upon them. Let the anger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So let the anger of God destroy every altar of idols. Every altar of gods and goddesses in my family lineage, in my father's house, in my mother's house, let the anger of God destroy those altars right now. And let the anger of God disconnect my life from the altar. Begin to pray like that as well. To let God's anger disconnect my own life. Disconnect my own destiny, disconnect my own spirit and soul and body from those altars right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, you're still going to pray. going to pray against curses and covenants that travels through the blood. Curses and covenants. I mean Hebrew covenants that travels through the blood. So which means these curses and demonic covenants can be transferred from your ancestors since you are related by blood to your ancestors and maybe to your grandparents or parents. These curses can travel through their blood into your blood. But we know one thing for sure, that whosoever is in Christ is a new creature. That is what the Bible says. Whosoever is in Christ as is now a new creature, and that new creature is connected to the divine bloodline. So you no longer belong to the bloodline of your ancestors. You now belong to the bloodline of David, the bloodline of Jesus, because Jesus, he came from the lineage of David. You now belong to the divine bloodline. So which means curses and covenants that travels through the blood of ancestors should not survive in your blood. Praise the Lord. The curses and covenants of darkness or evil covenants should not survive in your blood, because your blood have been changed, because you now have the divine bloodline. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that my bloodline is the divine bloodline in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let every curse, every ancestral curse and ancestral evil covenant in my blood die right now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I no longer belong to my ancestral bloodline. I now belong to the bloodline of Jesus. I now belong to the divine bloodline of Jesus. Therefore, every ancestral curse and every ancestral covenant of darkness in my blood is dead right now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I command them to die right now. Every ancestral curse in my blood, every ancestral evil covenant in my blood, I command you to die right now, because I no longer belong to the bloodline of my ancestors. I no longer belong to the bloodline of my ancestors. I now belong to the bloodline of Jesus. Therefore, every ancestral curse and ancestral evil covenant in my blood is dead right now. They are dead right now. They are dead right now. Begin to pray like that. I command them to die right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every curse and covenant of darkness that was transferred from my ancestors into my blood, I decree that they are dead right now, because I no longer belong to that bloodline. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? I think I've said it here before. There are principalities that goes by the name the powers in the hay. That's the way the Bible puts it. Yeah, so these powers, they walk through the hay. Yeah, in fact, Apostle Paul called them, he said, these are the powers that are walking in the children of disobedience. Yeah, so they are principalities. And they operate in the hay. And then you know one thing, that no human being can survive without breathing in hay. Yeah, I believe you know that. Yeah, so these principalities, they are the powers in the air. Yeah, they operate through the hay, the hay that we breathe in. Yeah, and because no human can survive without breathing in hay, so it makes them to have a very strong dominion over the lives and destinies of people. Yeah, I remember that there was one day I was praying, And in the midst of my prayers, I was finding it difficult to conquer these powers that operate through the hay. And then the Holy Spirit told me to hold my breath and not. He said, "I should hold my breath and not breathe in hay at that time. More like, I don't know if you understand my point. More like, I should cease my breath from breathing in hay at that time." So, and I realized that when I refused to breathe in air at that time, I was overcoming those powers. Yeah. But when I started breathing air again, I couldn't overcome. I don't know if you get my point. The Holy Spirit wanted me to understand how those powers operate. I'm not saying that you should seize your breath and not breathe in. If you do that, you will die. Yeah, I'm not trying to suggest that. I'm just telling you that I practically experience the operations of those powers. So what I'm saying is that there are powers in this air that we breathe in. Yeah, but Jesus have overcome them. Yeah, Jesus have conquered them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke God's anger upon powers and principalities using the air to oppress my life, to oppress my destiny, to dominate my life, to control my life. You're going to see, I invoke God's anger to destroy them right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. So I realized that as I seized my breath at that time, I was winning. But as I continued to breathe in, I couldn't win. So which confirms that they have stronghold over every human beings on earth that are breathing in air. But you are different because Jesus is living inside of you. So pray that prayer. Say, I invoke God's anger upon every principality, upon every power that is using the air to fight me. I invoke God's anger upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God consume them now. Every prince of darkness that is using the air to oppress my life, to pollute my life, that is using the air to control my life, to dominate my life, to manipulate my life and destiny, I invoke God's anger upon them right now. Let them be destroyed right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Yeah. So even if you are breathing in air, there is someone in you that is greater than those powers. Yeah. So I don't want you to think, because I said there are powers walking through the air, and then you now tell yourself that I'm not going to breathe in for some time. Don't do that. That is not why I share that revelation or encounter with you. The reason why I shared it is to confirm to you that there are powers in the air that you breathe in. Yeah, that is why I shared that experience with you. So I'm not saying that you should go and choke yourself. Yeah, I'm not saying that. I believe you understand. Yeah, because some people have misinterpreted messages from the pulpit, and they have caused troubles in their lives. Yeah, yeah, because there was a man of God in Kenya that literally killed a lot of people by misleading them. He led the people to commit suicide. So, yeah, but he misled them to commit suicide. Yeah, so that is not what I mean. I'm not saying you should go and be doing that. What I'm saying is that God made me to experience the reality of the powers and the operations of darkness that goes on inside this air that we breathe in. That's all. That God just made me to confirm that there are powers in the air that we breathe in. So I believe you get the message and you get the point. So now I also want you to know that there are powers in the waters. We call them marine spirits. We call them marine spirits. So there are powers that operate in the waters. They operate in the rivers, in the sea. So which means that they have access into people's lives through the waters. So in as much as people continue to drink water, they have a strong hold upon their lives. And according to science, a very large I forgot the percentage, but a very large percentage of our body system is full of water. And that is why if you withdraw water from the human body, the human is going to die instantly. If you separate water from the human body, the human will die instantly. So our body system is I don't know, maybe 80% water. I don't know. I forgot the percentage. Yeah. So my point is that if we can't do without water, and then there are these powers and demons that have taken hold of the realm of waters to attack people and to destroy lives. So that means we need the power of God a lot in this generation. It means we must continually be full of fire and power, because almost everything that we need to survive as human beings on earth have been taken over by the dark kingdom. I don't know if you are getting my point. So if I keep emphasizing on you being a prayerful Christian, you spending hours in prayer, I know what I'm talking about. Because Satan is using everything around us, everything in us, to attack us. He's using the air, he's using the waters, he's using everything. Then you think you can be okay without praying for at least 2 hours in a day. You think you can be okay without praying enough in a day. How can you be okay? You can't be okay without charging your spirit with fire every day. I mean, without charging your spirit with enough fire every day, and then you think you'll be okay. You can't be okay spiritually, because Satan is using everything to attack us. But Jesus have conquered him. So we are going to pray. All we need to do is to pray. Because Jesus have already conquered them all. But if you don't pray, they will rule over you. Now we are praying against the powers that are using the waters. So you are going to pray. You are going to stretch your hand are towards the ground. Yeah, because much of the waters are under the ground. So you're going to stretch your right hand against the ground, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke God's anger upon powers and devils that are using the realm of the waters to attack me, to oppress me, and to limit my destiny. You're going to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I invoke the anger of God to consume powers of darkness, to consume spirits of darkness, to consume principalities that are using the waters to oppress me, using the realm of the waters to enter into my life and corrupt my life and pollute my life. I invoke God's anger upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree, let the anger of God consume them and consume the altars they have built under the sea to attack me and to oppress me. Let the anger of God consume their oppressions. Let the anger of God consume their altars. Let the anger of God consume them. In the name of Jesus, every marine spirit, marine demonic activities, every marine spirit altars that are working together to attack me, to oppress me, let God's anger consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now I know some of you may be having fear like, oh, darkness is everywhere. How am I going to survive? Everything I have shared with you is not to create fear in you. It is to show you the reality of the spiritual world. It is to show you the reality of the realms of darkness and the oppressions. Yeah, because you need to know your enemies for you to win your enemies. Yeah, if you don't know your enemies, how can you win them? Yeah, so don't let what I have shared with you creates any form of fear in you. Yeah, because Jesus have already conquered all darkness. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray four more prayer points. And then we're going to round off the session. Now, another thing that can create limitations over your life and destiny is what the Bible calls a besetting sin. Let us look at it in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. Yeah, I think it's chapter 12. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews 12, verse 1. I read, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Yeah, that is it. Besetting sin. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So what is a besetting sin? A besetting sin is that particular sin in your life that refused to go. Though you were able to overcome the others, but there is a particular one that is not going. Yeah, that is a besetting sin. Yeah, if you don't overcome that one, there will be limitations on your life. Yeah, or maybe it could be two or three or four, I don't know. But a besetting sin is a sin that keeps coming back. Even after you have repented, it keeps showing up in your life. It keeps coming back. You have repented and then it comes back again. And then you repent again, it comes back again. Yeah, that is a besetting sin. Yeah, and if you don't conquer that sin, forget about fulfilling your destiny or your calling. Yeah, even if you have, if you got some success in fulfilling your destiny, you will still have a lot of limitations. You will still not be able to get many successes. So you are going to pray. So you must overcome besetting sin. You must overcome. So there is nothing like, oh, this one is my weakness. Like some Christians will say, telling lies is my weakness. Yeah, may God help me. I just can't stop myself from telling lies. There is nothing like that in Christ Jesus. There is nothing like this particular sin is my weakness. Some will say getting angry is my weakness. Some will say not forgiving people is my weakness. There is nothing like that. That thing you are calling weakness, that is the besetting sin. So if you don't overcome it, you can't break through limitations. It's not possible. There will always be limitations on your life until that besetting sin is completely uprooted from your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see a fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from my life every besetting sin that will not allow me to move forward in life and destiny. Every besetting sin that will not allow me to enter into God's plans for my life. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now, uproot them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If Jesus cannot remove that sin, then it means Jesus is no longer the Savior. Yeah, but Jesus is the Savior. So if you allow Him, He's going to save you from that besetting sin. He's going to uproot that sin from your life forever. So that there is nothing like there is a weakness, and then you continue to be a slave to sin. And then you still call yourself a Christian. There is nothing like that. There is nothing like that in the kingdom of God. Jesus is not raising that type of Christians. Christians that continues in sin, and then they say that is their weakness, and they can't come out of it. Jesus is not creating such kind of Christians. Yeah. Pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from within me every besetting sin that will not allow me to move forward. Every besetting sin that will not allow me to walk in victory. Every besetting sin that will not allow me to walk in dominion. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot it from my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the power in the death of Jesus put that stain to death right now. In the name of Jesus, every sin, every besetting sin in my life that keeps coming back, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus destroy them forever, uproot them from our life forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, wake up my spiritual senses to receive divine revelations. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, wake up my spiritual senses to receive divine revelations that I must receive to break all limitations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, wake up my spiritual senses. Wake up my spiritual senses. Wake up my spiritual senses to receive divine revelations that will enable me break all limitations. Activate my spiritual senses right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, activate my spiritual senses right now. In the name of Jesus, make me receive the revelations of God that are needed for me to break all the limitations on my life. So, Holy Spirit, activate my spiritual senses to receive divine revelations that are needed for me to break all limitations of darkness that are on my life and destiny. Revelations that I must see and know for me to break limitations of darkness that are on my life and destiny. Holy Spirit, give me the revival that will make me see those revelations. Give me the revival in my spirit right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're still going to pray? The kingdom of darkness, they use a deception. Yeah, they use deception to capture many Christians. They use deception to capture the destinies of many Christians and to limit many Christians from fulfilling their destinies. Yeah. So what is deception? I have said it before. Deception is an operation of darkness that is able to package lies in form of fruit. Yeah, that is, they are able to package lies, and they will make that lie to look like the truth. Yeah, that is deception. I don't know if you get my point. Yeah, so they are able to make you believe a lie as the truth, and they will present that lie in such a way that you will be so much convinced that it is the truth. And that is deception. And do you know that it is possible that many of you here have been deceived? Yeah, because deception is not going to come in a way that you easily detect that this is a lie. Deception doesn't come like that. Deception comes, I mean, I'm talking about the kind of deception that the kingdom of darkness brings. Yeah, it comes in a way that it will convince you that it is the truth. Or how should I say it? They will convince you that it is the truth. So they will not bring the lie in a way that you easily know that it's a lie. Yeah, I pray that you will not be deceived. Yeah, because even when you are deceived, you will not even know that you have been deceived. Yeah, because the deception will not come in a way that you'll be able to reject and say, this is not from God. It's not going to come like that. Yeah, but I'm not going to speak much. You're going to pray. You're going to place your hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, and deliver my soul from every form of deception that have captured my life and destiny. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my soul from every deception that have captured my life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The truth is that many people that are deceived don't know they are deceived. because deception doesn't come in a way that you easily detect. So you need to seriously pray this prayer, because you don't know how much you have been already deceived. So that is why you need to seriously pray this prayer. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my soul from every deception that has captured my destiny. Deliver my soul now in the name of Jesus. Deliver my soul from every deception Satan have used to capture my destiny and to capture my life and my glory. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my soul now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah, just as I had explained earlier, that this generation is surrounded by very thick darkness, as Isaiah prophesied in the book of Isaiah chapter 60. Yeah, and that this is the time that we must be prayerful every day. We must be very prayerful every day. So I want you to pray that God will help you to be prayerful. Yeah, it can be challenging to build an attitude of prayer. It can be very challenging to build an habit of prayer, but it is possible. It is possible. Yeah, you can pray without ceasing. It is possible. So I want you to pray that God will help you to develop that attitude of praying without ceasing. Because if you are going to really survive in these last days, and if you are really going to fulfill your calling and destiny, God must give you that attitude, or He must transform you into a prayer machine, or into a praying machine, into someone that prays all the time. If God is not going to do that in your life, you can't overcome in these last days. You can't. I know what I'm talking about. But God is able to do that in your life. So you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a divine fire that will enable me to pray without ceasing. So Holy Spirit, create in me a divine fire that cannot be quenched, and that is able to make me pray without ceasing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, create in me a supernatural fire. Create in me a divine fire, a fire that cannot be quenched. A divine fire that will make it easy for me to pray without ceasing. Holy Spirit, create that fire in me right now. feeling that fire in me right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to say, Holy Spirit, rewire my spirit to become a praying spirit. Transform my spirit to become a praying spirit. Transform me into a praying Christian. A Christian that can't stop praying. Holy Spirit, transform me now into such Christian. In the name of Jesus. A Christian that can't stop praying. Change me into such Christian right now. In the name of Jesus. Give me a fire that will move me to pray all the time. A fire that will always move me to pray. Holy Spirit, give me that fire. Give me that fire. Start that fire in me. And let that fire never stop burning. A divine fire that will always push me to pray. A divine fire that will always push me to pray. Move me to pray. Compel me to pray. Holy Spirit, start that fire in me. And let that fire never stop burning. Right now, in the name of Jesus, start the fire in me. Start the fire in me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to stop here. I want you to know that worshiping God through songs is also part of prayer. Worshiping God through praises, praising God is also part of prayer. Meditation on God's word is also part of communicating with God. Studying God's word, meditating on God's word, they are all part of prayer. They are all part of staying in God's presence. Yeah. So don't think about, oh, maybe I may run out of words if I start to pray. There's no way you will run out of words. Yeah, because there is a lot of resources you can use to keep yourself busy in God's presence, except you are lazy. Yeah, there's a lot of resources. In this ministry, we have a lot of prayer huddles. We have a lot of prayer points. Yeah, and not only that, you have there are some platforms where you can download more than 100, even more than 1,000 spiritual songs. You can download more than 1,000 powerful worship songs. Yeah, there are Christian platforms like that. So you already have a lot of resources to keep yourself busy. And then you have the Bible. In fact, you have audio Bible. Yeah, and then you have your mind. You can think on the Word of God. You can meditate. So there is no excuse. There is no excuse for you to not spend time in God's presence, because all the resources that will enable you to do that, we already have them. So our problem is laziness. Yeah, that's my conclusion. It's laziness, because everything that we need to stay in God's presence, which I say We can't do without it. We can't do without staying in God's presence continually in these last days. I pray that you will repent and you will do the right thing concerning this matter of prayer and spending quality time and long hours with God. In Jesus' name, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy that endures forever. We thank you for your helps that we have received. We thank you for all the good things you have performed and have released into our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all the elements of this earth, all the elements of this world, to surrender to your will in our lives. Thank you for making the waters, the air, and every visible and invisible things. Thank you for making them to surrender to your name and to your will in our lives and to your plans for our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone here. Oh Lord, I ask that you show on every life here. I ask that you intervene in every situation in the lives of your people, especially those situations that appears to be very challenging and very unpleasant and very difficult in their lives. Oh Lord, intervene and give them victory in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, intervene in the situations in the lives of your people and create miracles and make miracles appear in their lives in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your season of rejoicing and laughter shall come without delay in the name of Jesus. I decree that in your life a season shall arise, and in that season you shall experience great miracles, great visitations from God, great encounters from with God. In that season you shall experience great signs and wonders, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the strength of God shall replace your strength, and you shall do things and succeed with great speed that no other humans can have. I pray for you that you shall do things and succeed in those things with great speed that no human can have. So shall it be in Jesus' name. You shall succeed through the strength of God and not through your own strength. In the name of Jesus, you shall move forward through the strength of God and not through your own strength. In the name of Jesus, you shall prosper and you shall possess your possessions through the strength of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. I pray for you that the remaining days that are left in this year shall work together for your favor and for your good. In Jesus' name. Every plan of the enemy to make you dwell in sickness, every plan of the enemy to give you an incurable disease, I terminate that plan right now in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the enemy that wants you to be hospitalized and remain in the hospital throughout the remaining days of this year, I cancel that plan right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.